This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Some say you can mark the day the golden age of radio ended. CBS aired the final episode of the radio drama Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar at 6:35 p.m. on September 30th, 1962.
Drop the gun.
You try throwing that bottle of nitro down.
Yeah, at you.
Set it down now, gently. Set it down.
No, I'm throwing it now.
One English teacher at the University of Michigan says there's a lot to learn from that era. He's teaching his students how that kind of radio was made. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush went to see what this class is all about.
Mike Byers is the guy who teaches this class. He's an author. I read his book, Percival's Planet, and it's a book that takes you back to the 1930s, right into the lives of the people who lived back then. So this radio drama class, a class that studies what radio shows were like from 1930 to 1962, it's kind of a perfect fit for him. Byers says the radio made back then wasn't just all cop shows, comedies, and sci-fi freakouts. Other shows were produced, too.
And a great show called Destination Freedom.
If you came for trouble, you'll find it. We got enough kicking against the segregation laws without outsiders adding to it.
A great address of all kinds of longstanding racial inequities in this country addressed in this very straightforward, matter-of-fact way, in a way that we don't really have anymore. You don't hear that.
Byers says this English class is also a secret history course. And it's a history and an art form that he's passing on to his students. It's the week before graduation, and right now, Byers' class is preparing for its final test. These students all wrote original radio dramas, and they voted on three of them to perform in front of a live audience. Right now, they're getting ready for tonight's performance. Byers says he's taught this course before.
And this is the third time we've done it. Every time is a little different. And this time the shows, I think, are pretty solid. Well, let me put it this way.
There aren't any radio engineers here. We're talking English 346.
Well, I usually teach books.
But they manage. The live show starts in a few hours, and right now they're testing a series of gadgets they'll use for their sound effects. Byers shows me that thing that all radio dramas need, a door.
And then I turned it sideways because it was falling apart. And now it's not falling apart anymore. And as you can hear...
Ooh, that has a nice sound.
Isn't that good?
And let's say that door leads you outside. Student Eric Zugabe has that covered.
So this is a wind machine, and you turn it like this, and it mimics the sound of wind.
Okay, they've got doors and wind. How about the sound for that doll that can put a curse on people? Well, for that, senior Sean Danaher scored a homemade theremin from the physics department.
Anytime we have the cursed doll appearing in a scene, and characters getting close to her, and the curse basically working, we have this effect going on.
The students in this room are also running through their lines. Sarah Sisk is a junior in English. She came up with a cursed doll idea for her show McQuinn and McQuinn Soup Detectives.
So they're detectives who investigate curses and hauntings and other paranormal activities like a regular detective would.
She's also performing in two of the other dramas. Sisk is playing the part of an evil German woman in an episode of The Adventures of Tintin.
I actually have the script right here. Let's
okay, yes.
It. Okay, so Tintin's getting away, basically. Good gravy! Look! It's Tintin! He's out of the hospital and getting on this plane with us!
There it is.
It's
It's not that bad. Sis says she has a tendency to let a French accent bleed into her German one. Senior Randy Lockett is busy highlighting his script. He wants to be sure he hits his cues.
Well, in two of the episodes, I'm playing the footsteps.
Randy, you've got the biggest role.
Byers jokes that Lockett is basically the star of one of the dramas. There are a lot of running scenes. A couple of hours later, and we're in an auditorium. It's showtime. The students and their gadgets are all up on stage as Byers introduces his class. The students will perform all three dramas, all right in a row.
We're not going to stop, no matter what happens. What you see here is something that's as close to the original conditions as we could get, given our own constraints.
The show starts, and the actors approach the microphone, holding their scripts. They don't always get close to the microphone, but close enough, I suppose. Sarah Sisk does well.
Look, it's Tintin. He's out of the hospital and getting on this train with us.
And whose fault is that?
And Randy Lockett pulls off his big part. The students put on about an hour and a half of live radio. Sure, there were some pregnant pauses and a few miscues, but when the students worked their way off stage, they were all smiles and hugs and high fives. It's not the typical ending for a college-level English class. For Stateside, I'm Mark Rush.